In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. According to St. Paul, one thing is true for every human being who has ever lived. To miss the mark is to perish. To miss the mark of what? To miss the mark of our humanity. Our humanity created in the image and likeness of God. To miss that mark is to perish. It is to perish for lack of our very humanity, for lack of fulfillment of the reason that we were created. To fulfill ourselves as human beings created in the image and likeness of God. To miss that mark is to perish. Now, as Orthodox, we're all familiar with the fact that in the Septuagint, the Greek translation of the Hebrew scriptures that was used by the apostles in the first century, because no one spoke Hebrew anymore in the street, but everyone spoke Greek, people could read Greek, and so everyone used the Septuagint, and St. Paul did. That's obvious. And the word in the Septuagint for sin is amarteia, to miss the mark. It's not a matter of law. Our relationship to God is not a matter of law. It's not a matter of authority. Human beings, in our fallen and broken condition, having lost communion, having lost oneness with God from the beginning, search for some kind of authority, some kind of order. What authority should we bow down to? Today, the most popular authority is within ourselves. My passions, my desires, my emotions, my preferences, my opinions. I am the ultimate authority. And each and every individualistic person believes that. Some say the Old Testament commandments are the ultimate authority. God is the ultimate authority. According to the interpretation and understanding of my particular group, of course. Because wherever you have law, wherever you have authority, you have the need for interpretation. And so you can have as many groups as there are interpretations of the law. You can have as many groups as there are people who bow down before one authority or another. Or people who don't bow down before any authority other than themselves. So it's all a matter of authority, isn't it? But it's not. St. Paul says, no, it's not a matter of authority. There is a law in our humanity that is ultimate and universally known by all human beings, for whom it is more important to hit the mark of their humanity than anything else. And this has been discovered by every human people that has ever lived, in any time, any place. Every group of human beings have discovered that there is something about us that escapes our ability to completely fulfill it. There is something about us that we can't remain true to simply by bowing down before any authority. Somehow, there is something about our humanity, because we are created in the image and likeness of God, that escapes any law, even the law given by God. Because that law can't save us. Why not? Because it can't keep us from missing the mark of our humanity. We are created in the image and likeness of God, and that being so, we can only hit the mark by hitting the mark of a humanity that is hidden in God. And once we lose communion with God, then we have no access to that anymore. But the Son of God becomes incarnate, comes into the world, and destroys the problem, the thing that keeps us from being able to act in harmony with our divine humanity. And that is death, the fear of death. It's that uncertainty that keeps us looking for some authority, even if that authority is ourselves. That fear is destroyed. And so now it is possible to hit the mark again, to hit the mark of our humanity. When you hit the center of the bullseye, it's perfect. It can't be more perfect than hitting the center of the bullseye. It can't be more perfect than hitting the center of our humanity. Jesus Christ is the one who fulfills our humanity. He always hits the mark. He is the mark. He is the law. The law is be human in the image and likeness of God. That's the commandment. That's the law. And St. Paul says, when those who are not Jews discover it, they are a law unto themselves, because they are walking lovers of human beings in the image and likeness of God. We can't lose the sense of that. We may be confused about it. We may be looking for some easier alternative, some authority to bow down before, so that we can feel as though we don't need to put ourselves under this ultimate recognition that we fall so short of the fullness of our own humanity. And so it's a choice of betrayal of that fullness of our humanity as it is revealed in Christ, or fulfillment, which can only be accomplished one arrow, one act at a time. And we miss again and again. But we know what the center of the target is like. And so we keep making the attempt to make our actions, our thoughts, and our understanding of the world hit the mark of our humanity in the image and likeness of God. Since Christ has come and we can see who he is, what he's like, and since 2,000 years of men and women have lived lives devoted to centering themselves on hitting that target, we have the lives of those who can show us in every imaginable way what it means to hit the center of that target. And so if we want to know, the truth is there, and it will set us free to make our lives the effort to hit the center of that target. The people who claim that everything is a matter of authority are loosed, set free from that standard of Christ. Because if you believe in authority, if authority is what you believe in, it might be the authority of the Old Testament. It might be some legalistic reinterpretation of the gospel of Christ, the authority of Scripture. It might be belief in the authority of just about anything you can imagine. Because once authority is what you believe in, what that authority is doesn't matter. One authority is as good as another, because your faith is in authority. But that's not the reality of what it means to be a human being. And every human being in his or her heart of hearts knows that that is true. Whenever we remember the saints, as today we are remembering all of the saints of North America, we read the Beatitudes, because the Beatitudes describe a human being like Christ, a human being who is fully human, human by being at one with God, human by being a person who reveals the fact that we are created in the image and likeness of God. That's why we read the Beatitudes every time we commemorate the saints. Saint Raphael, one of the saints we commemorate, had a wonderful teaching position and a great opportunity at a theological academy in Kazan, Russia. He was teaching Arabic there. Very unusual. A real breakthrough. But he left that wonderful position in order to begin a little parish in Minnesota, in America. He gave away all of that sense of fulfillment that we can have by doing something that is really cutting edge, that really makes a difference, to teach Arabic in a Russian Orthodox theological academy. He went from there as a priest to begin a small mission parish in Minnesota. He was a man like all of the saints, like all of us are called to be, who gave of himself, gave his life. He was generous in giving of his life. Not generous with money. If you have money, you could be generous with money, you still have money. It costs not money, but something deeper to give your life, to be generous with your life. You see a need and you give of your life, you give of yourself. That's the kind of person who is described in the Beatitudes. And Saint Raphael, in that early time in the history of the Orthodox Church in America, encouraged people in this way. He said, and this made clear why we come to the Divine Liturgy and what we are doing here. He told them, if you are not able to go to an Orthodox church, if you are not able to go to the Divine Liturgy, don't feel like you can go to another church and do the same thing. It will confuse you to go and to do that. And the reason is that we come here to do something in particular, something specific, something that those outside of the communion of the Orthodox Church don't even believe is possible. We come here to repent of the world, which is what we're told to do. We come here to leave the world behind us, to leave the values of the world behind us. There are authorities. Jesus says, render unto Caesar, render unto the authorities that exist what they deserve, but no more. Don't accept their understanding of things as a vision of life and abandon your faith. Just what they deserve and no more. We come here to abandon all of our temptation to fall down before the authorities of the world in a way that we should only fall down before God himself. We are created in his image and likeness. We should only fall down before him and pray that he make us more and more like him, less and less like the world that has fallen away from him. We come here to repent of the world, to repent of the temptations that we have had to adopt and accept the values and the authorities and the beliefs of the world. If we believe in authority, and our understanding of the church is that it is one authority among many, maybe the highest, then we will go through a kind of effort to pick and choose and order our sense of responsibility to the authorities that we recognize. We recognize the authority of the church. We recognize the authority of the necessities of the economic system and the political system and the legal system and all of the systems of order and control and rule that govern in the world. Paul would disagree with us. Our relationship to God is not one of he is the authority and we obey. It came back to me the other day that people feel as though every Sunday, I preach confession. Come to confession. Confess your sins. You missed the point, people. It's not confession. It's repentance. We only come to the sacrament of confession regularly, as I've taught, in order to repent of our love of the world, in order to repent of bowing down before the authorities and the temporal realities of the world and the authorities of our own passions that rule within us. We need to repent of that. Not just when we come to confession. We come to confession like we come to Divine Liturgy regularly, because we need to regularly remember that during the week, all of the time, every morning, at our morning prayers, we need to repent of the temptation to follow the values of the world, to fall down before those authorities of the world, rather than falling down before God and making our life a transformation of ourselves from a fallen worldly creature into someone who is more and more the person that God created to be like himself, which we can do through Christ. And that requires constant repentance. Constant repentance. Even worse than coming to confession more often at St. Timothy than people do at some other churches. Constant repentance. We come to the sacrament of confession in order to confirm and affirm that. If we come and we confess our sins in the sense of confessing them because we have broken rules of an authority, then nothing is going to change with us. Nothing will change. There's no repentance, there's no turning around away from the world toward the kingdom of God. We come here in order to ascend into the kingdom of God, in order to learn to live the life of the kingdom of God. That's what the Divine Liturgy does. That's what's happening during the Divine Liturgy. First, we ascend to the reading of the gospel, and then we begin there and ascend to communion, physical communion with Christ himself. The physical communion with God through his incarnate Son, so that we can eat and drink at his table, so that we can eat and drink amongst all of the saints, amongst all of those whose life is hidden in Christ, as our life, as St. Paul says, is hidden in Christ. That is our true life. When we go out into the world, we go into a world where there are lots of local authorities, but we dare not bow down to any of them and make faith in them into a second religion, so that we are split, because soon we'll forget the faith that Christ brought. Freedom from the domination of our own passions, and freedom from the domination of the fear of death and the powers of this world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.